Paul talks to football players and tries to stay out of the way. It's the Pauly Pigskin Report.
Yeah, Pauly Pigskin Report.
You know what? 1,200 fans, and they did make a difference.
Really?
You could hear them because there wasn't a lot of other noise. You could hear individual fans yelling stuff out. Mostly positive. There were a few downtimes in the game where there were some things shouted out. But for the most part, during some of the TV timeouts, the players would turn around. They acknowledged some of those guys. And, you know, they did. They fed off it a little bit.
What an interesting one-on-one relationship when
it
you
was.
Have that few fans.
It
That's
really
neat.
Was. That's a good description of it. It really was. And the sideline did not lack for intensity, I'll tell you that much. They were already down 7-0 early, as we all know. And then the Cardinals' first possession comes to a quick, ignominious end after the Darrell Daniels drop. He was wide open for a 15-yard gain. And then there was the false start.
At least.
And then two more pass plays that combined to lose 2 yards. And Kenyon Drake was very vocal on the sideline. I'll put it that way. Trying to fire guys up for the next possession, I presume. Also, Kyler did something he doesn't do a ton of, and he walked down right from the get-go and talked to every offensive lineman individually. Then the Cardinals got down 10-0, and it was time for the other side of the ball. Vance Joseph, you know, I think he's only done this one other time all season so far, got the entire defense together for a team meeting, wasn't going berserk, but just the fact he got the whole defense together, I think, set a message right there. And, you know, because early in that game, it was just too easy, was it not? There were too many Seattle receivers,
yes,
too wide open. It looked too much like last year at times when the defense, when the secondary, you know, wasn't communicating as well.
The tackling was not good either.
I mean, at halftime, I'm doing the halftime report. I'm like, wait, this stat cannot be correct. Rob Fredrickson, say something, because I got to double confirm. 377 yards in the first half by Seattle? I mean, you know, so right there, you're like, all right, and we'll get to the halftime adjustments in a minute. Late first quarter, 3rd and 2 at the Seattle 35, and the video clip of Kyler smiling before he throws the touchdown strike to D-Hop, and some of the guys tweeted out, barbecue chicken, right? You know, because it's, I mean, here's the thing, though. Forget the smiling. He's not gripping the laces. He threw the ball without holding the laces.
No comprendo.
And it was a bullseye right on the money. And I'm like, oh, okay, I know the Seattle pass defense is bad, worst in the league. But do you have to challenge yourself by increasing the degree of difficulty? Like, hey, everybody, now I'm going to throw it without holding the laces.
Boy, they went to a lot of two safeties high, too, after that. A lot of two safeties high because of that throw right there. Singled up on the outside to D-Hop, one-on-one, another 50-50 ball. Hauled in for a touch.
Yeah. And you know what? To me, the offense opened up when Kyler started going away from D-Hop a little bit. Because remember, 7 of his first 9 completions were to DeAndre Hopkins. And then everybody sort of got involved. Second quarter, after a Darrell Daniels hold, Kyler hits D-Hop, fumbles the ball away. He wasn't happy. Guns his helmet at the bench. And he was mic'd up, by the way. So I'm guessing there's going to be some compelling stuff from number 10, who had 10 catches on 12 targets. And then, no worries, because Buda Baker gets his pick, and the touchdown return. What's this blur racing the length of the field? Doug is a college intern. I was on the sideline for a Monday night game at Candlestick Park. Jerry Rice, boom, by me, chased by Daryl Green. That's how you know it's NFL speed. 10 years ago in Tennessee, remember, guys, Chris Johnson broke off that 90-yard touchdown run. And who was trying to chase him down? DRC. That's what it reminded me of. DK Metcalf. What'd Coach Cliff call him after the game?
Yeah, I did, until that huge stallion of a human came galloping out of nowhere. But phenomenal anticipation by him.
And then later he's like, that huge stallion of a freak show, which was pretty much what DK Metcalf. By the way, hello, did DK Metcalf really do much on offense?
No.
2 catches?
23 yards.
Putting the two into P twice. That was in,
but he didn't ghost him the whole time.
No, not the whole time. In fact, the first catch, 17 yarder, really, it wasn't Pappy, it was more of his own.
Yeah.
So, but just the fact that DK Metcalf ran down Buda, who won, by the way, a high school 100 meter state title in Washington.
Yeah.
Think about that, right? And then Buda tweeted out, quote, DK hawked my hashtag respect, and then said that's the first time he's ever been hawked. Caught from behind. So Fourth and goal.
Hawked ball, yes.
It was incredible.
So they call it hawked ball. Yeah.
Fourth and goal at the 3. Cardinals are denied. On the sideline, no one's happy. Kyler gets off the bench, walks down to the tight ends. He has a conversation with 81. He points something out on the tablet. File that away. Tick-tock. Third quarter, Cards don't start well. 3 and out. Sunday night football cameras. I couldn't see it down there, but they caught Kyler yelling down the bench, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. And look, to me, I'm all about it. I mean, a quarterback needs to hold guys accountable. To me, it's part of your job description. You know how many times Kurt Warner would yell at guys? You know how many times Kurt Warner would seek out a young Steve Breston and just light him up?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like Daniels was having a great game and then just had one little struggle on that play.
Right. And, I mean, you know, Todd Haley and Kurt Warner used to yell at each other. 2 minutes later, they're sitting next to each other having a Gatorade looking at cut-ups. So, you know, it's part – you have to make that part of the culture,
to punch each other, Paul.
So, and then, you know, after the Cardinals go 12 plays, 93 yards, including the jet sweep where Chase Edmonds pulled that ridiculous spin move that had the sideline howling at that spin. The sideline gets amped up, I'll tell you right now, when Chase Edmonds makes a play. There's no doubt about it.
Mm.
And then Kyler scores on the 5-yard touchdown running. When he comes to the sideline, he gets a purposeful hug and basically an I'm sorry from Darrell Daniels. And so there was cause and effect right there. It's like B.A. used to say, I'm not ripping you the person. I'm ripping you the football player.
Yes.
So, you know. After that and before the third quarter ends, Buddha puts a head on Carlos Hyde. I mean, without fans in the stands for the most part, you talk about the pads popping. Just the sound of the collision alone automatically put him in the tent for a concussion test.
Yeah.
Whoever the official is on the sideline who monitors all that, just the sound alone resonated almost through the entire stadium. You're like, well, yeah, and you remember what Vance Joseph said late in the week about how he's going to run through darkness. That was an example right there. So, and by the way, Buddha did also tweet out, damn, 14 tackles, a pick, and a dub. Sounds like I'll have a great bye week. Hashtag sore. So that was Buddha. As Peach Weiss gets a pick, and then Kyler throws one, and Kyler was doubled over with his hands on his knees. Do you see that? For an extended period of time out on the field, that interception seemed to stick with him. The question is, was the receiver where he was supposed to be? I'd love to know the answer to that.
You're talking about Andy Isabella right there, Paulie? Yeah, absolutely.
I'd love to know that one.
It was a zone, though, so to me, you're going to sit it down in a zone at some point in time, right? A zone window. Or was it Kyler that actually read that to be man? Because to me, it looked like Kyler knew he made the mistake. How did you feel about that, Paul?
I took it as he expected him to adjust to that zone differently. That's all.
Interesting.
And so, who knows? I'm not exactly sure. Maybe one guy read it wrong and the other didn't. I know at half, Cliff Kingsbury told Michelle Tafoya that Russell Wilson was playing unconscious with some of those deep shots.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
Tyler
Lockett 47-yarder.
Oh,
I mean, just beyond. And then Lockett again on the 4th and goal from 2 in the back of the end zone. I mean, those are some of the best passes I have ever seen in person. And the chunk plays in that first half where Seattle had 14 plays of 10-plus yards, 5 plays of 30-plus yards, whatever changes Vance Joseph made at halftime, and Coach Kingsbury said he listened to a lot of the players at halftime, Vance Joseph, and then made adjustments accordingly. Who does that sound like? Todd Bowles, does it not?
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen halftime adjustments like that since Todd Bowles was running the defense.
Well, we know what the adjustments were, especially on third down. The adjustments were, let's bring a lot more pressure than what we were bringing. Yeah.
In overtime, the 3rd and 11, 8 men line up, only 4 come and 4 drop, and then you got the Byron Murphy sack. And then on the Isaiah Simmons pick, the same thing, 8 men across the front.
Yeah, but this was after a lot of cover zero, Paul.
Yeah.
Here we come. We're coming after you. Flat top in the secondary. Send everybody.
Yep. And so, anyway, what are the talking heads on ESPN saying this morning, Keyshawn?
Jeez, I got to say it, Jay. The Cardinals are legit.
Mm.
They're a legit football team. They really are. I needed to see them beat somebody, though.
Oh, interesting national narrative from Keyshawn Johnson. And that is your Paulie Pixie Report.
Cardinals are a half game out of first place with the tiebreaker over the team in front of them.
Yeah.
And Seattle just came off their bye, so the Cardinals now have their bye this week. And guess who Seattle has? Seattle's going up against San Francisco coming up this weekend.
You didn't just beat Seattle. You beat Seattle at their own game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
You're the one who came back from 10 down late and then beat them in a close game in overtime. You did what Russell Wilson is notorious for. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is the biggest step forward for the Cardinals.
Well, this is one of the things that I fully expected, because this team, I do believe, has a personality, and that personality is they're playing up to their competition, and they have – in the past, played down to their competition. The big step for the Arizona Cardinals going forward now, after beating the 49ers, after beating Seattle, is to go out there and beat Detroit.
Yeah, the
Detroit Carolina.
I'm totally
go
with
out
you.
And beat them and handle it the way that a good football team should.